Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And some of us remember that in the wake of another disaster, when the government was struggling to keep up with the need of people who had lost so much, Superstorm Sandy, groups of neighbors organized and were able to accomplish a lot. Well, that spirit is alive and well today. Mutual aid groups, as they're known, are springing up to match requests for help. Let's hear from two people involved from Brooklyn, and we're going to invite you to call in with what you're doing, too, to inspire others and to let people know what the needs are and also what some of the mutual aid opportunities for volunteering are. So with me now are Laura Jean-Jacques from Flatbush United Mutual Aid and Virginia Bechtold from Flatbush United Mutual Aid. Virginia and Laura, thank you both so much for coming on with us. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Virginia, you want to start? The slogan or tagline for Flatbush United is solidarity, not charity. Why is that an important distinction for your group?
I think it's an important distinction because we're not a formal organization. We're essentially neighbors helping neighbors. So it's important to us that there's an exchange, reciprocity, and we're all basically like pitching in to support each other.
Now, listeners, we're going to open up the phones here for this last segment of the show today. Have you called on your neighbors through a mutual aid group, or are you volunteering with one? Do you want information about how to get one started, or any other questions for our guests? I know we've done segments before on volunteering during the pandemic, and a lot of people want to volunteer and don't know where to volunteer. So call us if you can offer information, or call us if you want information about mutual aid in the New York area during the pandemic, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280, or you can tweet a question at Brian Lehrer. Laura, from the calls we've been getting, I think I can guess some of them, but can you tell us the range of requests you're getting and maybe which ones are most common?
We are getting like a range of requests from the community, but I would say a majority of it has been requests for food. And then some off requests would be anywhere from running errands for someone who needs their medication picked up, offering tutoring services, obviously a lot of exchange with services. Like Virginia stated, in the idea of solidarity and not charity, but I would say a majority of it has been food from the community members.
And any surprises out there? I think food would have been the first one that a lot of people would guess. Any surprises, Virginia, or problems that city leaders or we in the media might be missing that your experience on the ground might be revealing?
We have gotten some requests for Metro cards. For people who are still expected to go into the office or to their other places of business. We've also gotten requests for baby items for some of our pregnant neighbors who have lost their jobs and now are in the position of, you know, having to prepare for an impending birth and not having the funds to buy things.
Let's take a phone call. Adam in Woodside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear fine, yeah.
Great, pleasure to be on the show, and thanks for bringing this up. I've been volunteering at the Sunnyside Woodside Mutual Aid, and anyone, wherever you live in the city, you can just like Google your neighborhood and mutual aid, and I'm sure like some kind of Facebook group or website will come up. And what I've been doing is I have like a big SUV. So I've just been, there's like a lot of food pantries in need, and there's like a particular public school where like parents and a social worker have been organizing deliveries of groceries for families that have particular need and like a lot of food insecurities. So I would just, it's been very rewarding because what else do I have to do because I'm not working? So I would just encourage anyone to Google like your neighborhood and see if there's a way you can help out. And also for people who have cars and vehicles, I see a lot of cars that are just sitting there not getting used and moved because no one has anywhere to go. So if you have a vehicle and you have the time to do this, you can help out and make food deliveries to people in need.
That's great, Adam. Thank you. Thank you for that. We'll take another call from not far from you in Woodside. Michael in Sunnyside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Brian. Nice to be here. So I'm one. I'm an organizer with Sunnyside Woodside Mutual Aid. So Adam, look us up. So I just wanted to emphasize that this is more than just disaster relief. It's not just, you know, Occupy Sandy all over again. I think we have this idea, and there are groups all over the city and the country. We have this idea that we're building new communities and new ideas of relating to each other. And, you know, we very much believe that mutual aid is a verb, not a noun. It's not, we're not like a unique, distinct group. We're not a new cherry that's cropped up, but it's really a mode of neighbors relating to each other. In a way that recognizes our shared humanity, and, you know, emphasizes taking care of the vulnerable and really building community through active participation. You know, we can't be bystanders anymore in our own communities.
Michael, thank you for that. And Laura Jean-Jacques from Flatbush Mutual Aid, I wonder if you want to build on that at all. I think Michael is reflecting that the original Superstorm Sandy era mutual aid group sprung up to some degree out of the Occupy movement and the kind of leaderless community members help community members ethic that was spawned from that the year before. And I'm curious if that's a part of this as you see it.
I would love to see if Virginia could weigh on this as well, but I agree with what Michael was saying. Mutual aid is not a new concept to communities, but I think the mutual aid efforts now from the COVID pandemic look slightly different in terms of, I think a lot of us are working in relationship to some of the local leaders in the community and joining efforts in different ways and also not trying to reinvent the wheel, but more so filling in gaps that may be happening because certain things are being missed. But if Virginia wants to weigh in, I think that would be great as well.
Go ahead, Virginia.
Yeah, definitely. I think there were a lot of conversations and they're ongoing about where politics fits into the volunteer work that we're doing. And we are not affiliated with any political ideology necessarily, even though a lot of us do have left-leaning views. In the communities that we're interacting with our neighbors, and some might be turned off by political talk. So yeah, we're just trying to stick to a model that doesn't exclude anybody, and there's room, yeah, for all sorts of ideas and actions.
Mm-hmm. Damien in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Damien.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What a privilege to be on the Brian Lehrer Show. I've been thinking a lot about the people who are undocumented, who bust our tables, wash our dishes, deliver our food. Is there a resource you could point us to help donate or volunteer to get them food and help? Because I know they're getting nothing from the government, so I have no idea how they're even handling the situation. Do you have information on that?
Great question, because we know that undocumented people who are doing real jobs and have in many cases gotten laid off from the real jobs like everybody else are not eligible for the government benefits and the relief programs. Virginia or Laura, do you have any specifics on aid to undocumented people?
There is a website, a support group called informedimmigrant.com that I definitely feel would be a great resource tool. And there's also another group, not sure if they have a website, called Immigrants Rising, that could be referenced for resources. Those are the two off the top of my head.
I hope that helps, Damien.
Yeah, and I know that...
Go ahead.
Oh, I know that the Legal Aid Society has been doing work and outreach also.
And, of course, the food programs, and we're going to have the New York City Food Czar, as she's been named for the pandemic era, Catherine Garcia, on the show tomorrow. They're not asking people's immigration status when they help people get meals, that's for sure. Carlina in Red Hook, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carlina.
Hi, yes. Thank you for your great program, Brian Lehr.
Thank you.
So I'm from a maritime nonprofit, Portside, New York, and I want to talk about a little bit about mutual aid in Red Hook, Brooklyn. So Sandy hit Red Hook really hard, and it's like the muscles of Sandy recovery have come back to life. So the community had some structures and protocols established. I think some of them honestly were a little bit rusty, but we kind of called, you know, those back into action. And so there are a bunch of separate groups. And I want to mention this because I think it's maybe an encouraging model for some people, and then also give a shout out to some of the needs that the community needs here, which I think are probably also shared in other communities that have a large population of low-income people of color and people in public housing. So there's like a Zoom call, you know, weekly for the Ready Red Hook group, which was one of those things established after Sandy. And then there's a weekly call for the budding. It started right before the pandemic, a Red Hook Business Alliance for the small businesses. There's a Friday call for the nonprofits. So people are reporting in what they've done, what needs there are. What happened in Red Hook after Sandy was a lot of nonprofits sort of repurposed and expanded beyond their mission to do recovery work, as did Portside. And some people, some of the organizations stayed kind of permanently in a kind of resiliency mode, which really helped what I'm calling those muscles of response. There are, you know, some surprising things that have happened, like the container port in the neighborhood imports tropical fruit. And so they really got involved in the community in a way they hadn't before, by donating tropical fruit, which then went out to food pantries.
Those are great examples, and I have to leave it there because the show's about to end, of something that launched in the middle of an emergency and then persisted in the community. Great story, Carlina. Thank you. So in our last 30 seconds, Laura or Virginia, your group is Flatbush Mutual Aid. I think you don't just serve Flatbush per se, but do you want to tell people how to get in touch with you if they either want to volunteer or need some kind of help?
So Virginia, the name of the group is actually Flatbush United Mutual Aid. The best way to reach us is two ways: through email. You could email us directly at flatbushunited@gmail.com, or you can find us directly on Instagram and send us a direct message at Flatbush United, which is the same for our Twitter as well.
Great. So for help, for volunteering or donations, that web address. Thanks for coming on with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.